Just excited to go out and play with these guys. We have an opportunity to do something special. And everyone has the same goal at the beginning of the year, and that's to win every game. And we're no different. We know what it takes. We know what we have to do to make that happen. And I'm just excited to have that opportunity.
What's been the focus this week that's kind of unresolved from the exhibition season offensively?
Oh, no, it's just we're in the game plan now. In the preseason, you don't game plan as much. And it's just exciting to see how the offense is going to unfold and just really focus on execution and making sure we do our jobs.
How different do you think the offense is going to look with you, game plan specific, in the regular season?
I can't give away any secrets. I think we're going to emphasize the things that we do best and just go out and try to make sure we make the right adjustments in game for whatever Philly brings to the table. And like I said, they got a great team, great defense, and we have a challenge ahead of us, but we're up for the challenge.
Do you pay any attention to preseason expectations, predictions, thoughts from outside about the Browns?
Nah, you can't. You have no control over those things. So you just got to focus on what you can control, and that's not one of them. So I don't focus on it, and I preach that to the team.
Robert, obviously, there's 16 games. Is there anything extra to the opener in terms of, if you win it, you get off to a good start, you get a little momentum? Do you see it that way at all?
No, I think everybody wants to get off to a great start. But you play this game in this league one game at a time. So we're just focused on Philly, not focused on anything else, not worried about any expectations. We're just focused on making sure we go out and do our jobs to the best of our ability and be process-driven.
You're going against her. I mean, you won't personally, but Carson Wentz is a rookie quarterback. Can you remember what it was like as a rookie and what kind of those emotions were week one, first NFL start?
Yeah, it's exciting. And, I was blessed to have the opportunity with the Washington Redskins to play in New Orleans, my parents' hometown, and my whole family was there. So it was awesome, awesome experience. So, obviously we have to play them, and our defense isn't looking to give, Carson an awesome experience. But, it's a beautiful game. We get to play a kid's game for a King's Ransom. So I'm happy for him, happy for his family that, he has an opportunity to play in the NFL.
And, Robert, the Sarah Green was really critical of you on radio in D.C. the other day about your personal life. Do you think that's fair that you attack you for your personal life and do you care one way or another?
No, I try not to, I make sure I don't focus on those things. That's the first time I've ever heard of that because, that's not my job. And, for Daryl, a guy that I know personally, that's his prerogative. Whatever you say in a public sphere, you have to make sure you're ready to say that in the private sphere as well. So Daryl hadn't approached me about anything, and I considered him a friend, so that's disappointing, but it's nothing that I can control. So I just focus on being here with the Browns, worry about football, focus on that, and don't let anything distract me.
Did the season go as you wanted it, or is there something left out there that you wanted to accomplish personally or team?
Oh, no, it's all about team goals, and we just want to win. Then that's it. We want to win football games. We didn't do that in the preseason, but now the games count. And, everybody's focused on that. Our team is what it's going to be, the 53 that we have. We know what it's going to look like. We know what guys are going to be doing. And, it's up to us to go tell our story.
One of the underlying storylines this week is, with the whole Carson Wentz thing, is the Browns essentially chose you over Carson. Is there a little something there for you to maybe want to go out and show the Browns right out of the gate that they made the right decision?
No, I signed here well before the draft. But regardless of that, it doesn't faze me. It's not anything that I focus on at all. Carson's a great player. He played well in college, and he's got an opportunity to fulfill his dreams in the NFL. And like I said, I root for guys. I'm not a negative Nancy. I'm not rooting for guys to fail. But while our team has a goal, and after the game, I'd be everybody's friend. But during the game, it's time to play.
Robert, are you as happy as you've been since 2012? I mean, you just look most of the time like you're kind of beaming. I mean, you have this opportunity again. Is this as light as you felt since 2012?
It's exciting. And everything I've been through personally in the league, it makes you have that emphasis on, controlling what you can and focusing on what you can. When you get an opportunity, make the most of it. So, I'm extremely happy, not satisfied, but happy with where I'm at, the opportunity that's been, blessed upon me. And being here with these guys is truly a blessing. I can't speak enough about how this locker room has been awesome. And I've been able to grow as a player and as a leader in this locker room.
What do you like about these young receivers? You've gotten to play with them a little bit in the preseason and during training camp, but now it really counts. And four of your six receivers are rookies.
Yeah, the young bucks, they're hungry. They're excited. Their mindset is on telling their story, which is our story. So when they get out there, they got a chip on their shoulder, and they want to prove to everybody, the upper management, the coaches, they all made the right decisions. So, you know, I look forward to working with these guys every single day, and it's just fun to be able to mold a group of young guys, you know, a lot of rookies, and, you know, a lot of guys that don't have a lot of playing experience in the NFL. But, you know, that's part of the game, and I'm excited about it.
Do you have to have a little patience as a quarterback, knowing that they are rookies, so they're at some point they're going to make mistakes? I mean, is a veteran on the offense, do you almost at times have to maybe pump the brakes a little?
I don't think you pump the brakes. I just think the expectation is for guys to go out there and do their job. You know, as my guy London Fletcher used to say, the expectation is domination. And we got to go out. Those guys know that when they when we snap the ball, they put that helmet on, they're no longer rookies. They're football players. They're Cleveland Browns. And that part of it I'm excited about because I know those guys have no fear.
What concerns you most about Philly's defense?
I mean, everything. I mean, they got a lot of great players. I could mention, you know, all 11 starters and or any of the backups that they have. But, you know, they're a tenacious defense. They fly to the ball. And we have to be able to match their intensity. So, you know, like I said, I can talk about them for days, just being able to study them and playing against them for the past couple of years in Washington. I know what they're going to bring to the table. I know they're hungry and excited to have a new chapter started there as well.
I think similar to what you saw the last four, I mean, I know you don't play last year, but that is similar to what you've studied the last 4 years?
No, I mean, no team stays the same, especially when you change coordinators. So, you know, you can't base everything on what the past was. You know, like I said, those guys are trying to tell their story and start a new journey as well. And you can see it on the tape. It shows up.
What's your approach in terms of being the team leader, the team leader? That's what Hugh Jackson says, you're the face of the franchise. So that's why I say the team leader as opposed to a team leader.
Yeah, you got to go out and lead by example. It's a blessing. To be the face of the franchise or be the team leader. That's not something that you take lightly. So, you know, I appreciate all these guys in here, you know, giving me that opportunity because you have to earn that. Nothing's ever given to you. You have to earn that. And Coach gave me an opportunity. Sasha gave me an opportunity. The Haslams gave me an opportunity to come here and earn that position. And I'm forever grateful to them.
It seems like they have set you up to succeed and really given you a good supporting cast. Is this as good a supporting cast as you've had since you've been in the NFL?
No, I mean, every team is unique to its own team, so I don't want to compare, you know, teams that I had in Washington to this team here. I just know that this team has the right mindset. We have the right coach, and we have the right leadership in place, and it's something that you can truly believe in. But we got to go prove that. And, you know, I can sit here and talk for days with you guys, but we got to go prove that out on the field, and that's what the guys are looking to do, and that's what we're going to do.
How much of it is it an unknown what this team's going to actually look like in the regular season, and how excited are you to see what this team actually looks like?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a opportunity with these guys to see what this team can be and what we can do every day in practice since OTAs, training camp, you know, mini camps, and then throughout the preseason. So I don't think for us it'll be any surprise what we can go out there and do when we're clicking and making sure we're executing at a high level. What everyone else expects and what they expect to see, but we have no control over that, and you just can't focus on that. So just stay in the moment.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump in.
You're okay.
What other criteria besides wins and losses can you use to gauge the growth of a young football team?
I mean, there's little things, just mindset and just how everybody goes about their business. But this game is all about wins and losses, and we're here to win. We're not here to lose. We're not here to rebuild or anything else. You know, we're here to win. So every time we step out there on that field, every time we go to practice, watch tape, we're watching it with a winning mindset, and we have to go play with that same mindset.